In a recent article in the New York Times, Chris Anderson, a former editor of Wired magazine, talks about his recent forays into manufacturing in Mexico and asks whether the country might be the new China. He exhorts the benefits of quick sourcing, where entrepreneurs can produce closer to U.S. markets and have much shorter, more flexible supply chains. This is a photo of the U.S.-Mexico border, with San Diego County on the left and Tijuana, Mexico on the right. Anderson's personal experience with Tijuana, which he notes has become, quote, North America's electronics assembly hotspot, producing most of the flat-screen TVs sold in the U.S., along with everything from medical devices to aerospace parts. Based in San Diego, he notes that his staff can travel to the factory across the border in 20 minutes without the need of a passport. Coming back to the U.S. does require a passport, but there are fast-track lanes for business people that commute. And while average wages in Mexico are lower than they are in the U.S., Anderson notes that the country has a lot more to offer than just cheap labor. On a per capita rate, three times as many engineering students graduate every year in Mexico than they do in the United States. He found, in fact, that it can be easier to find machine specialists and skilled manufacturing labor in general in some Mexican border cities than it is in the U.S. So what are the benefits to U.S. multinational corporations of quick sourcing? There are several benefits of quick sourcing. First, a short production process allows manufacturers the flexibility to produce on their own timetable, not someone else's. This is especially important for small manufacturers that don't have much leverage. For instance, Anderson notes that when his company outsources parts from China, they needed to buy them in the thousands to get a reasonable price. That meant parting with a lot of money that wouldn't be made back until the final product sold, perhaps more than a year later. With a factory in Tijuana, Anderson's company could instead just order what they needed on a weekly basis. Second, shorter production processes can mean less risk for an entrepreneur. Mistakes can be found and remedied quickly. It's also easier to check on production to make sure the raw materials are of appropriate quality and not pirated. Third, the shorter distance to the Mexican border means faster turnaround times. Anderson notes that they, quote, still order some parts from China, and even though we use FedEx, it always seems to take weeks and sometimes months longer than we'd planned. And lastly, if you outsource the making of your product, it's extremely expensive to make changes to that good until you have sold the first batch. Quick sourcing is more like just-in-time manufacturing, where changes can be made to the final product quickly, perhaps to take advantage of a new part you found or a better way to construct the good. Anderson likens the U.S.-Mexico Division of Labor to the one between Hong Kong and the special economic zone of Shenzhen nearby in China. He notes how the combination, quote, created a world-beating manufacturing hub with business, design, and finance in Hong Kong and manufacturing in Shenzhen. He argues that perhaps something similar is happening with the U.S. and Mexico. Such a phenomenon is perhaps even more likely that China's comparative advantage in cheap labor is being eroded. Average labor costs in China have gone up by 300% in the last 10 years, and at least in some southern cities are starting to catch up with average wages in Mexico. The article I've been discussing is called Mexico, the New China, published in the New York Times, January 26, 2013.